Here on top, Chof Hei Amid Beis, let us just go quickly over the last Gemara, then to learn the Tosfos on the Gemara. Let's start from the third line from the top of the Amid. We learned there's a difference between Gelmei Kli Eitz and Gelmei Kli Matres. Gelmei Kli Matres, even though the keli is usable the way it is, but if it is missing certain characteristics that beautify the keli, so it is not mekabel tumah. In Gelmei Kli Eitz, even though it is missing these inyonim, it is mekabel tumah. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Hani or Maishna Hani? What is the difference between Kli Eitz and Kli Matches? That Gelmei Kli Matches are toyer and Gelmei Kli Eitz are tummy. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hoyel Ulachovid Asuyin. Rabbi Yochanan said that since the Shimush of Kli Matches are Lechabe des Adam, that means they were only used Lechayrech Kovet, so it's not usable if it doesn't have the smaki bepatish, the gemara siya, even though it's only negay the noy of the keli. Rav Nachman amar hoyle demayim yikarim. Rav Nachman said there's a different reason, not because it's kelim asuyim lekavi, that they're expensive kelim, and they lost their market value. If they don't possess their market value if the gemar of the keli wasn't finished yet, even though it's roi l'shimush. So the Gemara asks, my binaya, what is the difference if the reason of kli matres is because it's osi l'kovit, or it's the meim yikorim, it can be nayu kli etzem. A kli etzem that is not osi l'kovit, but is the meim yikorim. Ozdo Rav Nachman letameid, Amar Rav Nachman, Kli Etzem Kich Kli Matres Domi, and this Nekude that a Kli Etzem, Gelme Kli Etzem are also not Mekabotuma like Kli Matres. So see, the criteria is the Meim Yikol. Then the Gemara continues, Mechlau de Kli Etzem Mekabli Tumi. So it seems that Kli Etzem are Mekabotuma, and now we're just being Moisev. This nekude that the girl mekli etzem are not mekabel tume. The Gemara says yes, and the sanya Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Rabbi Yechim b'mroi ka'imer ma talmud loimer b'chol ma'ise izim tischato lahavi dover haba min ha'izim min ha'karnayim min ha'tulafayim. So that we learn that ma'ise izim means the karnayim and tulafayim that come from an ace. So these are the kli etzem. So in itaris we see clearly that the kelim kli etzem are mekabel tumah. Lavidav abam inizim min akadem and tulafayim. So the Gemara asks, shar behema v'chayim minayim. How do we know? It says izim. How do we know kli etzem from other behemis and chayis? Tamaloyma v'chol ma'ise. V'chol ma'ise is marbe a fellow from other behemis and chayis. In kei matal medloy meizim, which seems it comes to be mamayit, prat lo ifis. Now, let us just see the three Tosfos on this sugya. Maish no hani, so Tosfos says, agil mayu koi, when the Gemara is asking, what is the difference between kli matris and kli eit, the shail is, and gil me kli matris and gil me kli eit, the pshutayu pshita, that what is another difference, the pshutikli matches are mekabel tumah, and pshutikli eitz are not mekabel tumah, the kli eitz are the iskish lasak. There's a posik that kli eitz need a base kibble dum yedisak. Michlal, the kli eitz are mekabel tumah, midereise kaboy lasuy. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from a posik that kli eitz are mekabel tumah, the pshitish yesh behem tumah, that Chazal Zichin knew that there's that Kli Etzem are mekabel tumah. Masnisni b'meseches kelim. U'maisla bekama de Shabbos Kli Etzem Kli Shuchis Kli Etzem Shuteim Tahirim Mekableim Tameim. Shal beheime v'chaya minayim, tamad loima v'chol maise. Now, in order to understand the stasis, the Maram says, Pshat in the stasis, I'd like to a little elaborate to understand Pshat in the stasis. There are two parshias that speak about tumen. In Parsha Shmini, it speaks about tumes kalim that are makabel tumah from shchotzen. In Parshas Matis, it speaks about kalim that makabel tumah from mace, limidya. The Gemara in the posik of Maise Izim is in Parshas Matis. It's speaking about makabel tumah from a mace. The Gemara says, how do we know? The Gemara on Shabbos says as follows. It says, Maise Izim, Ein li ele dovo habo min ha'izim. Minayin le rabbeis dovo habo mizonov ha'sus. Mizonov ha'por. Moses says, Maise Izim, that comes from the giza of izim. How do you know something that comes from the tail of a horse? Son of a sus, son of a pore. Talmud loima oisak. It says oisak. Parsha Shmini. Oisak is malbe. Son of a sus, son of a pore. Now. So we need a new ribui to be malbe. Son of a sus, son of a pore. So we'll go by Hadroge Pshat and Taisus. So Taisus understood. Why do you need a new ribui? Because it says Maise Izim. This is a sus. This is a poro. It's not an ace. So Mamele, you need a riboy oisak. So Taisa, the problem, Agamore says, not like this. Agamore says, how do we know Agamore Marbe from Kol Maise Izim a Marbe Klietzim? How do you know Behemen Achaye? So the Gemara says, it says, Kol Maise Izim. Kol Maise is Marbe other minimals. So Taisus had a problem. On Agamore, we're talking about Kli Etzem from other meaning. So the Gemara says, a problem? Kol Maise. The Gemara in Shabbos that clears that, how do I know Zona Vasus, Zona Vaporo? So the Gemara says, oh, there's a new Ribui Oisak. So Taisus had a problem. Why do you need the new Ribui Oisak? The Kol. Just like kol is malbe kol kli etzem, even though it's not an ace, so the kol should be malbe son of a sus and son of a pot. That's Taisus kash. Ve'im taima. The beperik ba meisha dorish dovo rabo mi son of a sus mi son of a porom mi beget boil. That later the Gemara learns from the Gzeira Shove. How the Taisus goes a little further. The Gemara says, Oisak is speaking about Shrotzim. How do you know by Tumas Meis that Zonav Asus and Zonav Apor is Mekabo Tumas? Moses Exerishava Begadvur, Begadvur. Says by Shmini and Matis, Begadvur. So, Fakel, Tateis Veknoch Besser. So, Tateis is Frekt, the more close Ashaila, how do you know that a Zonav Asus is Mekabo Tumas from a Meis? And the more learns that Exerishava. Table it says kol meise. Our Gemara says kol meise. We're marba homina. V'yesh loima den l'rabeis mevekol ela atzomais shadoimim ze lo ze shalizim v'shel behema avo b'seyer loidomo. So Taisus says amir dikezach. So Taisus says that what I needed a ribu of Oisak, not because Oisak to be marba zonda vasus, not because he's a sus, not because a sus is not an aid. The content, the seya of a sus is a different material than the giza from an ace. It's a different thing. Not the problem was it's another meaning. Our Gemara is speaking about yevakli etzem. So you have a karnayim from an ace, you have karnayim of a pore. So what's the shaila? The whole shaila, this is a kli etzem, this is a kli etzem. The whole shaila is, but the pasuk says ace, maybe dafke ace, must is not. Kol Maise is Mabo Ominim. But Taisus says, over there, there's a different problem. Not the problem is because it's a sus, because it's a Torah. The problem is it's a different mean, it's a different, the Zona of Asus is not the Giza from an Ace, it's a different entity in Gansen. That's why you need an Oy to be Marbe. So Memela, the Kol isn't Marbe such things, the Kol is only Marbe if it's the same entity, but it's from a different mean, that we're Marbe from Kol. That's the Taisa's answer. If Shoima, then Larabba is me the Kol Ella Atzomis, Shedoimim ze lo ze, shalizim vishal behema. It's the same entity, but it's a different mean. Avo beseyo, but seyo is a different suk. It's a different thing in Gansen. Zona vasus is a different suk than the gizeh from an ace. Loidomi, this you won't be marba from ko. Fine, that's the ace with that. Vim toima vahoche teipa klei mahosam mi beged voir. So now let us understand Taisus Kasha. So the Maram explains Taisus Kasha as follows. Fine. The Gemara, we marbe from Oy Sak, we marbe Zon of Asus. Now, when the Gemara started off Masechta Shabbos, Ein li elo dovo habo min ha'izim, minayin le rabbois dovo habo mi Zon of Asus, Talmudloima Oy Sak. Now, if we learn the Gemara Erlich, the Gemara seems to say like this, I only know Dover Maise Izen. How do you know Zona Vasus, Dover Habom is Zona Vasus? Talmud Loima Oisak. But it would seem from the Gemara, in Yesod, the Mekoyer of the Kabbalah Stume, it's Maise Izen. But I can't be marbe without a new ribui. I can't include only the dover abominism. Minayin le rabois dover abomizon of asus. It would seem this, we're marbe that this is also nichlal in my seizim. This is also nichlal. I wouldn't say it myself. It's a different suk. I need a ribui. But after the ribui, you know, why Zona Vasus is Mekapotum? Because it's also Nichlal in Maises Izen. So, from this Oisak, we see something else. If we will assume it's Nichlal in Maises Izen, so then we see that Izen is Lafdak. Zona Vasus is also Nichlal. That was the Torah, was Magdir. This Tumah with Izen, Zona Vasus Amalb is also included. So Taisus says, Amir de Kekasha. The Gemara asks, how do I know that Zona Vasus is Mekabel Tumah from a mace? Because the Parshan Shemini is being by the Sheret. So the Gemara says, it says, Beged Voir, Beged Voir. And Parshan Shemini says, Beged Voir, and Parshan Matis, and we make a Gzeira Shove. So if I make a Gzeira Shove, so I learn out Tumah's mace, that's Mekabel Tumah from a mace, that Zonav Hasus by Tumas Meis is also Nichlal in Maise Izen. That's what I learned out. That's what Mo says. It's Mekabo Tumah from a Meis, but because Alsus Gzeira Shove. If it's Nichlal in Maise Izen, so we see Maise Izen is Labdavke Izen. If Zonav Hasus is also Nichlal, so upon him, you see, I need a Ribri to tell me, even though it's a different entity, it's also Nisraba. But if it's Nichlal, Maise Izim, so we see Izim Alav Davke. So why do you need the Kol? Why do you need the Kol to be Megala? Dover Habom, from Abahime Vechai to be Mabe Sharminim, after I have the Gzeir Shovet, Begit Vo'er. So I know that Zonav Hasus is Nichlal Maiseizim. So I see that Eiz is Lavdavke. So from this Gzeira Shova, I would know already Shabbaim of Achaya by Kalnayim. So why do you need the Kail by Kalnayim? So Taisvis answers, Veshlem Leidin and Eladumi the Begad Veil. The Gzeira Shova is only speaking about materials that you make Begodim out of. So that's true. In these materials, Eiz is Lavdavka who had in Asus Vepora. But in Karnayim, I don't have a Gzeira Shove. The Gzeira Shove is only speaking about these materials. So, Mamel, that's why I need a Koil to tell me that by Karnayim, we're also By kanaim, it's also lavdavke from an eis, afilu from shah behime v'chayet. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hachayev mishkeidim hamorim potel b'mesukim. There's two types of shkeidim, two types of amins. There are amins when they come to their, when they come to the gemar peiri, they're very bitter. So, and when they're small, they're sweet. So the Mishnah says like this, Achayev, the chi of Maisel, b'shkeidim amorim, is potel b'mesukim. There are other shkeidim that the shas gemar b'shulam, they're sweet. These are shkeidim mesukim. So the chi of Maisel, b'shkeidim amorim, is potel b'shkeidim mesukim. Achayev b'mesukim, that what is chay b'maisel b'mesukim, is potel b'morim. So what does this mean? Tana Rabbana. Shkeidim hamor. Yev shkeidim that b'shas gemar b'shulam, they're bitter. Kitanim chayovim. So when they're in a, before they come to gemar b'shulam, they're in a small, they're small yet. So, but they're not bitter then. So there's a chiyuv ma'aser on the ketanim. Because then they're edible. Gedoilim, but when it grows to its maturity, it's pturim, then it's potter for ma'aser, because then it's not roi l'achila, it's ma. Mesukim, what if you have shkeidim mesukim? Is gedoilim chayovim. So when they grow to their complete maturity, so then the chayiv v'maisa. That's the gmar of the peiri. Ktanim pturim. But when they're small, they're potter for maisa, because ktanim are potter because it's not the gmar peiri. They're still small yet. The oimid liyochel when they'll grow to the Gemar Bishulam. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ktanim Chayovim B'maisa. By Shkeidim Hamorim, the Ktanim Achay B'maisa. Shedarkom Lo Oichlom B'Koitnom. Koitim Shiyomor. They are eaten when they're still small. Mesukim gdoilim chayovim, then der chayev b'maisa, shen nigmar piryom, then the peri is nigmar. Ktanim pturim, shen der chachiloson kach, one doesn't need this peri when it's small, because this is not nigmar peri. This is what the Tanakama holds. Rabbi Yishmael ber Rabbi Yossi oimer mishum ovi, is chaylik on the Tanakama. As the Tanakama says, that by Shkeidim Amorim, the Chiyav Maiser is when they're small before they become bitter. By Shkeidim Mesukim, the Chiyav Maiser is when they reach the Gemar Bishulam. And when they're small, they're Grat Potter, because it's not the Derech Achila to eat them in this stage. By Bishmoy, by Rabbi Yossi, Oime Mishim Oviv, Ze Veze Liftoil. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, ze veze liftoir, ktanim pturim bein morim ubein mesukim. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is chaylik on the Tanakama. The Tanakama said, you said that by shkeidim amorim ktanim achayiv. No, ktanim are always potter. Ze veze liftoir. It's not, that's not the peiri, it's a small peiri. Ze veze liftoir. So he's choylik on the Tanakame, and he holds that Shkeidim Amorim, Ktanim are also potter. What's by Gedoilim? Gedoilim, he agrees to the Tanakame, Mesukim Achayib, and Morim are potter. But in Ktanim, he disagrees, he holds that the Ktanim are filled by Morim are potter, because it's not aim to be eaten Ktanim. But Omri lo, others say, Zev is elachir, that the chaylik on that what the Tanakama said by Gedoilim, the Tanakama said that bein mesuki that mesukim achayiv and morim apot. He said no, both achayiv. Heure Rabbi Chanina Bezepoire, Kedivrei Meze Bezelifte. So Rabbi Chanina Paskin, El Aloche, we Paskin, this is where Rashi learns Pshat, that Ketanim are always Potter, even by Shkeidem Amorim, and Gedoilem depends. Gedoilem is Morim a Potter, and Sukim Achayim. Lamanda Oma, so the Gemara says, but according to the Manda Oma, it says, Zevizelechiyu, Gedoilem Lamai Chosik, so how could you say that Morim Achayev, they're bitter, they're not edible? Amarab Yechenen, Hoyo Vyochel, the Maskon, are you they who? No, you can sweeten them, you cook them, you roast them, and, they become edible. So the Maisa is called Amachel, Anechon, it's Chayeb Maisa. What does Rashi say? Zevis alachiv, gedoilim, bein morim, bein mesukim, alakama mefor, gedoilim morim, lamai chos. Zoktaisvis, zevis aliftoir, peirish, zoktaisvis is chaylik an Rashi. Peirish, morim, bein gedoilim, bein ktanim. Morim are always potter. Gedoilim, mneishem morim beyoisa. Stanim, m'nei sh'loi nigmaru. V'omri lo ze v'ze l'chiyu. G'doilem, m'shen nigmaru. M'nei sh'n nigmaru. K'tanim, l'fi sh'n toivim yoysa. So Tais learns a different shot ze v'ze. I was speaking about the same mean, and that mean, g'doilem k'tanim are potter, or g'doilem k'tanim are chayim, and we're speaking about the mean of morim. We're speaking about morim. One man the Yoma holds Morim Zev is Elifter, that everything is Potter. The Ktanim are also Potter, because it's not the Gemar Peri. Another man the Yoma says Zev is Elechiyo, that Faketa will Morim Achai. The Peri is a Kunter is Doch. Parashi Pshad is a Doichik. The Peri is Zev is Elifter. Ktanim, Morim, Mesukim. Zebes alachiyev, gdoilem, morim mesukim, so speaking about two different meanings. Pashta lehavi meinyan echot. Zebes e, Tais understood it means it's the same meaning, ktanim and gdoilem. But the two in yonim, somehow it's not mashma like that. Oi, chibo gdoilem lemai chozu, so according to Tais, we're speaking about morim, and we said, Zevis alachiyu, sai ktanim, sai gdoilem achayit. So the Gemara is, gdoilem lamai chozot, the gdoilem and adroi lachila. According to Rashi, Zevis alachiyu means sai mesukim, sai morim. So the Gemara is, gdoilem lamai chozot, what do you mean? It matters which gdoilem. Gdoilem mesukim azicha chozot. I said, o gdoilem achayit. So yes, gdoilem lamai chozot. What do you mean? Yes, you have to specify, gdoilem morim lamai chozot. Weil der Gebäude gedeilem la mei Hause hab la Fusche gedeilem morgen geben der Eire nami be mesukem according to Rashi was speaking about two types of gedeilem so the Gemara should have asked what gedeilem gedeilem morgen la mei Hause sagt der Mishna weiter hatemed achlei hechmet einai nikach be kesef meiser Upoisel as a mikveh, Mishehechmitz nikach bekesef maiser, Be'enei poisel as a mikveh. Now, let's just, before we see Rashi, just let's give a little agadome. Rashi learns pshat, Temed, we're speaking about over here, that a person took pits of grapes, and he soaked it in water, and Bevois ayomim, this soaking accomplishes that the water is coilate, the tam of the pits, the yayin that's kolal in the pits, and this water becomes wine eventually. It becomes wine when it ferments. When it ferments, it becomes wine. So it says like this. So let's learn the Mishnah. Hatemet, actually hitmet. Before it fermented, eini nikach bekesef maisa. Now, kesef maisa sheni, it is the pasuk says נסעת כסף בכל אשר תבה נפשך בבוקר בצוין ביין ובשייך. So the pasuk says you could buy wine with it, but we make a klal prat a klal, just like the prat is pri me pri v'gedulei karke. So we learn out an egel on that you can purchase wine with kesef ma'aseh sheni, but you can't purchase water with kesef ma'aseh sheni, because you need pri me pri v'gedulei karke. So memele, so the Mishnah is saying as follows: ad sheloi hichmet, before it fermented, the person will go and take kesef ma'aseh sheni, and he wants to buy this temet. So it's eini nikach bekesef ma'aseh. This is not wine. This is water. So memele, it has a din of water, and it's eini nikach bekesef ma'aseh. That's one halacha. It has a din of water. A second halacha, upoisel as hamikveh. That means the halacha is if you have a mikveh less than aboim so, and shloisha lugim mayim shuvim fall into this mikveh, it passes the mikveh. All the water becomes possible. Shloisha lugim mayim shuvim passel a mikveh if it fell in before there were aboim so in the mikveh. So memele, so if it was not, it did not ferment, so this temet is still water, so we'll passel a mikveh. Poisel as a mikveh. Misha hechmit, what is if it fermented already this temet? So then it has a shame yayim, nikach the kesef maisa. So then you can purchase it bekesef maisa. The einoi poisel as a mikveh. And it won't pasel a mikveh because then it's wine. Wine will not pasel a mikveh unless there's a shini mare, but like this, wine will not pasel a mikveh. Let us see Rashi. Atemet atchelei hechmet. So first Rashi wants to explain to us how does this come into Masechtas Chulin. What is the connection to Masechtas Chulin? So Rashi has like, Honami lahochi tanyahochi, mishum didamye lahanach dalel. This is similar to what we learned till now. Till now we were speaking about two things. That means that we learned, so talking about two meaning, the Neglas Barifin and Poros Beshrit. We're talking about two meaning, and what is good by one is not good by the other. We're talking about two things. Now we're talking about the Chodemilsa. We're talking about one thing. But this one thing, there's zmanim that it has one aloche, and there's manim that it has another aloche, the same thing. Ubizman shedovol zenoyigbo in this man. Talking about one thing. When this thing is noyig, ain't dovol zenoyigbo. Vieshman shezenoyigbo, vein zenoyigbo. So this is similar to the Mishnayis we had learned till now. That's why it comes into Sechtes Chulin. Yeah. Zogt Rashi weiter, Yayim huskal inyin kiches maisa b'Yerushalayim. Nasata akesu b'chol ha-shata v'navshecho, ma'abrat mefeirish pri mepri v'gedulei karke, eirev. So that means you can purchase wine, and you can't purchase water. Now, umayim huskaru linyin lipsoy las ha-mikve, v'shloy shalugi mayim shumim. Im naflo le seichon kaidem shehum shechu boi aboim so. If the mikveh yet did not have aboim so, so then shloisha lugi mayim shuvim pasul za mikveh. Aba v'yayin einay poisul es ha mikveh. So now, the Tanna is telling us like this. Temet, mayim hanitnim bechaltanim. Not mayim that was poured over the pits of grapes. Well, if shatachmitz v'toises, when they'll start fermenting, nasi yayin, then it becomes wine. But temet acheloi hechmitz, before it started fermenting, mayim ba'almu, So therefore, v'noyeg by teiras psul mikve. So kolzman it wasn't hechmit, so it has a teiras mayim, so pasul a mikve. V'noyeg by teiras kiches mais, and you can purchase this with mois maisusheni, because it's water. You can buy water with mois maisusheni. La'achesh hechmit, yinig by kiches maisa, v'la yinig by psul mikve. After it became fermented, then you could purchase. You could purchase it with mois maisha shayni, and then the one pasul amikve. So that's one aloche, that is different manim. When it's not nikach bekesef maisa, pasul amikve. When it is nikach bekesef maisa, it doesn't pasul amikve. Another aloche. Ha'achim ha'shutfim, ha'achim which ha'shutfim. We'll see in Rashi, we're speaking about that two brothers, Yarshin from their father, they made a chalukah, and then they became shutfim again. So the Mishnah says as follows. Shechayovim bekalboim pturim imaisa behemet. Shechayovim b'maisa behemem pturim min ha-kalboi. Let us see Rashi. V'chein ha-achim ha-shutvin k'shechayovim. Ha-achim shehein shutvin b'irushosam. They yashin something b'shutvin. K'shechayovim b'kalboi pturim m'maisa behemem. Cholko. We're speaking about that these two brothers yarshin from their father, ule b'soif nishtatvu, and then later they became shutvin. Chayovin bekalbe, so then chayovin bekalbe, shemevin shikleyin mevin shnei chatzoi shikolim. They'll bring now that they're bringing their shikolim from their shutvistik money, and now they became shutvin. So they'll bring, if each chatzi shekel is chayev a kalboy. Noishnim shnei shtei kalboynis. Now what is that? A kalbin hu loshin hechre shechayovin lachia shiklei. That means you can't weigh a shekel. Some of Bizman Chazal, the value of a coin was dependent on the weight of silver, the silver content. That wasn't the keli, so they used to weigh mistame each shekel. So since you can't weigh exactly, when you bring a shekel, you have to be meisef a little more on it to make sure that the hekdesh is getting what it's entitled to get. So you give a kalbay. Shechayom lachia shiklei v'imnosnu bein shneim shekel shalom. So if these two brothers who were cholko v'nishtatvu, they gave one shekel, noisnim shtei kalboinish, shoylem lishke lachatzoim. Because theoretically, this is a bailus hamashutefes from two bailim. So each one is chayiv, a chatzi shekel with a kalboin. So now, they bring one shekel, they have to bring two kalboinis. But, upturim mimaisa behem. Kol hanelodim lahem kol yemei shutfusam, all the behemoths that will be born, and they were purchased from their shutfis, so there's no chiyuv ma'isa behemoth. Sha shutfis poiter mi ma'isa behemoth, bebcheres beperik pasre, it says, by ma'isa behemoth, yiye lecho. So we darshan lecho, veloy shel shutfis. Vahosamukilo laikro be ma'isa. This posik is speaking about ma'isa behemoth. So Maisa Baim is only Chayim if there's one Bailam, Yiyah Lecho. Vavakav the Becheiris Ksiv, the Pasuk Lecheir, Pashti Lecho, speaking about Becheir, but the Gemara Darsh is speaking about Maisa Baim. Uchshe, Samemele, when there was a Chaluke in Chosel V'nishtatvu, so then the din is the Chayim V'shtei Kolboinis, and the Pasuk of Maisa Baim. Uchshe chayovim b'maisa b'ayme, but when the chayov b'maisa b'ayme kegoy, im loy cholku me'oilom. That means they yarshin from their father, and there was no chalukya whatsoever. Chayovin b'maiser behime, la'aser kol haneilodim lehem kol yomei shetfusam. Then, that's not called shutves. The omar hosam, yochel afilu konu b'tfusas habayis, tamad loymer, yiye. We learn that even though it says lecho, we learn that from yiye, that tfusas habayis is chayiv b'maiser behime. Tfusas habayis is not called shutvis. Now the gather of tfusas habayis is that before the yershim divide up the yerusha shalavim, so the father's estate before it is divided up is considered not a bailus of shutvis because it wasn't divided yet. It's called perhaps there's a petrupsim on it. But it's called a bailus of it's called I saw Rabbi Chanan wants to compare this. There's a kolben shel shutvim and a kolben shel tzibur. A kolben shel shutvim is two people decide to make a kolben together. Then there's a kolben shel tzibur. Kolben shel tzibur is not 25,000 people bring together. There's an entity of a tzibur. There's a kolben shel tzibur. So tfusis habayis is not considered shutvis. It's considered an entity of the father's estate. And so at the present time, it is not considered that it belongs to shutvim. It's the father's estate. So memele, even though I have a limud, that shutvim, shutvis is pota by ma'isa behima, but tfusis habayis is chay. You learn that from Yiyah. That's, so when it's Chayev, B'maisa Behema, Upturim min HaKalvoin Legamri. Then, if they take the money from the father's estate to pay up the Chiyev Shkolim, Sheshoiklim Bein Shneyem Shekel Sholem. That between both of them together, they take one shekel, and that's it, no carbon whatsoever. What's shot in this? Shemomein avim becheskosay oimet. It is considered this is the father's estate. It's not their money. It's the, before it's divided up between the yoshim, it's the father's estate. Becheskosay oimet. Va'avien ashoikol albono v'yelechad mibnei iroi u'poitre b'shaloi potro min hakalbin. This man bishkolim, ashoikol yadoni, oy yad shchenoi, oy yad beniroi, poto. U bonov nami ein mitzvah shiklem olov, vavalei kishchenoi, u ben iroi. So it's a very interesting halacha. Lagabi shkolim, the din is if a person is paying up his machzis hashekel, so the din you have to pay up your machzis hashekel plus a kalbon. You have to be moisav a little bit more, to make sure that you're not, that Hegdish is getting the right amount. There's a thing you have to be moisif on the Matzah Hashekel. That is if I am paying for my chiyuv. What is if Reuven comes over to Shimon, and Reuven tells Shimon, he says, you know what, I'm gonna pay for your Matzah Hashekel. So if Reuven is paying for Shimon's Matzah Hashekel, he doesn't have to give a kalbin. Matone, if the Matzah Shekel is being given not by the Mechuyev, but it is given by someone else, there's no Chiyev Kalvin. Staten in the Mishnah that the Tvusis Habayis is, before it was divided up between the Yoshim, is considered the father's estate. The father's estate, and if the Yoshim are taking money from the father's estate, the snapshot is, it's their money. They have a right to take from the father's estate before Chalukya. But his pshat is like the father is paying for their machzis hashekel. That's what it's considered. It's not that they're paying with their own money. They're taking for the father's estate, from the father's estate, to pay for their machzis hashekel. So memele, so if the tashlume machzis hashekel is not from the mechuyev adovo, so memele, there's no chiyuv of tashlumei kalv. Zok de Gemara, money masnisin. Now let's go back to the first halacha. The first halacha is magdir, till when is temet called mayim, and from when is temet called yai. So it says as follows, mishehechmetz, it has a shem yayim. In kaidim shehechmetz, it has a shem mayim. In memela, the halachas which are negei, mayim and yayim, apply, are different before shehechmetz and after shehechmetz. Fregt the Gemara, money masnisen, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbonim. This nan, we learned a Mishnah, hametameit, a person made temet, that means he poured water together with the pits of grapes, v'nosan mayim b'mida, and he put a certain amount of water in together with the pits. Let's say 3 kadim of water. Umotza kidei midosai. And then when he comes back, he sees the same amount of liquid, of water that he had put in, is still there. That means the chatzanim did not excrete more yayin. That means the water that is there could be its color, it could be its, but al kaponim, there's no more liquid in this vessel that was what he put in. Potter. So the Tanakam holds, so that's not yayin. If it's the water, it changed, but it's potter. If there's more, so then we'll see, so how did it get more? So in the chatanim, there's yayin, and the yayin came out of the chatanim into the water. So now you have yayin here also. So potter means it's potter min amaisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're mechuyev, even though it's the same amount. Now, no one mentioned it was hechmetz or loy hechmetz. The Tanakhama says it depends. If there's more, then there more water than was put in. Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't matter. So the Gemara says, and our Mishnah says, it matters. If it's hechmetz, it's yayin. If it's not hechmetz, it's not yayin. Irabonon, who's our Mishnah going according to? Irabonon, Avol gav de hechmetz. The Chachamim didn't mention hechmetz. They say the criteria is this more than kedei midosai. So hechmetz is nothing. Hechmetz doesn't make it for wine. Irab Yehuda, Avol gav de lei hechmetz. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev, but he didn't say hechmetz. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Barabuen, b'shehechmetz machloikis, umas nisn Rav Yehuda. So Rav Nachman said, no, that was Rav Yehuda said, chayiv doesn't mean samazay chayiv. He means, if it was hechmetz, then it's chayiv. So memel, it comes out that our mission is going according to Rav Yehuda to Das Yoch. V'chein omer Rav Yosi v'Rav Chaninik, b'shehechmetz machloikis. Zot Rashi, kedei midosoi v'lo yoisa. He found the same amount of liquid that he put in. Shimotza yoisa, if he found more, hakel moidim shechayim laasa, then he's shreyesh kan yayin. That means the more that was nitaisiv, that's yayin from the chatzanim. That's what Rashi says. I saw in Emes Liakif and Rabbi Yankiv Zechayim Lebrachas, he says as follows. He says, but really it matters how much it was meisif. If it was meisif a little bit, so I have in here, in this water, I have some yayin here. So he says, so there's mamon hashevet here. There's yayin in here. It's minute, but there's mamon hashevet. So you have to be mafrish. You have to be mafrish meisif. To give a tenth for the Leviim, Atzmamina Shevet. So that means, let us just be practical. Let us say if there were 10 ounces of water to begin with, and now he found 11 ounces, so he has to give Maisa a tenth of an ounce. There's an ounce of, of, of Tevel in this water. It's an ounce of Tevel in this water because some wine came out. So you go and give a tenth of an ounce. He says, but you don't give a tenth of an ounce of this mixture because this mixture is water. This mixture is water, Taka. But in these 11 ounces, there's an ounce of Tevel. So you take wine, you take different wine, and you give a tenth of an ounce, you give to the lady. If so much wine came out that it's the Shir Mezige, that means the content is now has a din of Yayin Mazut. Nosan Gimel Venimsa Dalit. So then this new mixture is considered Yayin Mazut. So then you can be mafresh meiser, and what was nitaiser? Minei yubei. According to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yudah Mechayev b'meiser. The kula peirahu, that means the whole water became now yayin. The Chachamim poitrim, hoylo naisev boi klum, afa pishi yesh boi tam yayin, eine klum. The tam yayin, the chachamim hold is nothing. You only need a metzias of yayin according to the chachamim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as there's a tam yayin, it has a teiras yayin. And our Mishnah says a psalu hakdore, hechmetz, but ferment it, then it has a teiras yayin. If it didn't ferment, it can taste, it's not fine, but it's not yayin. So what did Rav Nachman say? So Rav Nachman said, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bavur, bishe hechmetz machloikes. No. The machloikis of that what Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayev is only b'shechmet, not tam yayin is enough. Avo b'shaloi hechmet, Rabbi Yehuda moited the la peiru, doesn't have a teres wine. V'rabon and afilu b'shechmet spligi. Forget that's the machloikis. That means if there wasn't any taste of anything, that what this water became hechmet, that doesn't give it a teres shine. Only that what is any taste it gives it a teres wine. Umasnis in Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah that says the criteria, when is it called wine, when is it not called wine, so the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bishloi Hech, yeah. It was Masnis Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out, Rav Nachman is saying our Mishnah is Adas Yochid. So Rashi has Takasha, why do you have to say that the Machlekes is Bishah Hechmet? I mean, something is Eisenbeinik over here. Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned Hechmet. So say Fakel, the Machlekes is Bishloi Hechmet. And by Hechmetz, the Chachamim are also Moite, maybe. So then they'll come out the Mishnah, they're going according to the Chachamim. So Rashi says, Ubishaloi Hechmetz, Leboi Rav Nachman, Luk Milip Luktayo. Rav Nachman does not want to say that our Mishnah is speaking about Loi Hechmetz, and that the Machloikis is by Loi Hechmetz, Viteiko Masnisin Karabonon, the Kasama Rav Nachman, the Kimnis Shalai Motz, Al-Kademi Dosei Kamairi, Eloi Hechmetz, Machayev Alei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would never be Machayev Alei Hechmetz. It doesn't make sense. So, Kochoch, Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev Tavke by Hechmetz, and the Chumma Chaylik on that. Our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zot Gemara weiter. For Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Bar Rabu. Rav Nachman Omar Rabu said another shtick Torah. Temed Shalokhoi Bekesef Maisa. Hey, we have here, Reuven had Mois Meiser Sheni. And he comes over to Shimon, and Shimon has Temet to sell. Fine? So Reuven takes his Mois Meiser Sheni, and he gives it to Shimon. Now, we had before there are guidelines in the Mishnah. Mois Meiser Sheni can buy Yai. You can't buy Maya. Fine? He gave him money. Reuven gave Shimon money, and Shimon sold him Temet. Bishas, when he sold it to him, it wasn't Hechmetz. Ule b'soif Hechmetz. 10 days later, it was Hechmetz. It was drunk out already, whatever it is, but it was Hechmetz 10 days later. At Rabbi Baravu, he says, if it was Hechmetz 10 days later, that means it was out of the pits already, it was Hechmetz 10 days later, so that means then when it was sold, it also had the koyach of yayin there. It doesn't become, if it wasn't yayin 10 days before, it wouldn't be hechmetz 10 days later. That means it had already inside of it the koyach of yayin. So it has a shame yayin if we see later that it was Hechmitz. So we know that 10 days ago it also had a shame yayin. So therefore, so the mechira was chal. So the kedusha of the mois meiser sheni, if Reuven gave mois meiser sheni to Shimon, so the mois became chulin. The temet became got a kedushas meiser sheni and shalom al Yisrael. Kone meiser. My time igoli milsala mafreya de peiru. If we see that 10 days later it became nischamet, so we see that now it is a teiris yayin, but we couldn't see it yet. But later we'll see what it was then. Zot Rashi. Kone Maisa, Umi Shamois Biyodoi, the one who sold the Temet, Shimin, Yochel Ochle Chutzul Rishalayim, he can eat this money Chutzul Rishalayim Ibn Nation is Chalulu ala Temet. The Kedusha of the Mois Maisha Sheini was Chal on the Temet. The Ilu Loi Hechmetz, if it would never become Chometz, Avahanach Mois Kaimi Bikdusha Sayu Biyad HaMoicha, so there wasn't any transaction. Mois Meisher Sheni does not become the schalul on water. But if we see that later became the schamet, so we see that now it was yayin. Igoli milse the bishas lekiche peire have. The nichnes bem koyach hachatzanim al kochach bishas mechire the koyach hachatzanim was in it already. Ela shadayin lo nigmar. It didn't become nigmar yet. Vechilu ma'al yehu. If 10 days ago it would not have had a koyach hayayim, so it wouldn't be nischametz 10 days later. So we see a moira dikizach that if one wants to know if I have temet in front of me and I want to be done, is this yayin or not yayin? Don't tell me. Well, it depends if it's hechmetz, if it's chametz now. If it's fermented now, not fermented now, that's not true. It could be it's not fermented now and it's still wine. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Bar Rabua. So we have a moira dikekasha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the temet, you want to know if you can buy it with mois meiser sheni. If you can't buy it with mois meiser sheni, does the pasul a mikra, doesn't the pasul a mikra? You know what that can be? Look, if it's fermented, it's wine. If it's not fermented, it's not wine. So we hear from this member of Rabbi Mahmoud, but that's not the criteria. Could be now it's not fermented and still is wine. It will be fermented in 2 years. So it's now called wine already. So what's that in the Mishnah? Frag the Gemara. El hamas nisim diktoni hechmetz ein le hechmetz loi. So if it's le hechmetz, it's called water. Dil mi shav ke have a machmetz. If you would have waited long enough, you would see because you drank it, you did whatever it is. But any nikkach bekes of meiser. Who says any nikkach bekes of meiser? Could be that had a teira shayin and it was nikkach bekes of meiser. Omarabek sheshayer mimenu bekois v'loy hechmetz. Speaking about the Mishnah, speaking about they made a transaction. But one kois of that mixture was set aside. And so that what it means, the Mishnah says, Hechmetz, Loi Hechmetz, doesn't mean the whole mixture. The mixture could be drunk already before. Hechmetz means that kois that was set aside, and we waited to see what's going to happen with that kois. If that kois was Hechmetz, so we see this was wine all along. If that kois was not Hechmetz, so we see that it never was wine, it was only water. Let's see what Rashi says. Amas nisik toni lai hechmetz ein nikar b'ges a mais a mash b'den l'kiche. V'adomim k'doishim b'yad ha-moiche. Dil me yishav ke hava machmetz heich the less they come on. So if the temet is not here anymore, neisel bos a rube. The rube machmetz in him. B'dik toni ein nikach o poisus mami no kol kamad lai hechmetz. Not like Rabbi Babu has said. Kozman es ar hechmetz b'poil ava b'shosid l'achmetz o yishayitem yil ha-peiru. Lai havi chilo. So the Rabbi said, "Tesk sheshiyam mimenu meichaze bekois v'loy hechmetz. Hechmetz v'loy hechmetz is not speaking on the temet that was sold. It's speaking about that which remained in the kois."